I'm Paul Wiegraf, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today are the co-founders of Devil's Party Press in Milton, Diane Pierce and David Yurkovich. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
So glad to have you here today. This is a relatively new initiative, the Devil's Party Press, and it was actually brought to my attention from an interview I did a few weeks back with David Dutton, one of the authors that you're featuring now in a work of his, One of the Matting Crowd, I believe. Let's hear a little bit about what brought you to Delaware and Milton specifically, because I understand you've been here now for about 5 years or so.
Yeah. Well, we had been living in Los Angeles, but we're from Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. We're me, Philly, Dave, Pittsburgh. And then Dave's mom went into decline, her health, so we came back to the East Coast. And my friend's husband is the Delaware Bay and River Cooperative captain, so he keeps the bay clean. And we moved down. We visited them, and we ended up falling in love with Milton, and so we moved there.
From L.A. to Milton, that must be quite of a culture shock.
Yeah.
Could you speak to how that sort of has changed your whole approach to daily routine and pace?
Well, the traffic is great in Milton. I love the drive. It's much better. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot more friends here than we ever had in Los Angeles. So a lot of people in Los Angeles come from other places and they end up going back, which we did as well. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to keep friends there. And in Milton, the people are just really wonderful. Mm-hmm. So
now, what is your background that got you involved in the publishing industry?
Well, you should start off, Dave.
Well, I've worked in publishing since the 80s, and in the early 90s started a small company that did comic books and graphic novels. I've always written, and I've always wanted to move on to doing actual prose fiction and work like that. So that kind of and Diane has a huge background. She's an English professor, has edited books prior to Devil's Party Press, and just brought a lot of great ideas to the table when we started talking about launching a publishing house.
Now, what was the nature of that discussion, launching Devil's Party Press? What were some of the issues that you were sort of talking about, and what prompted this particular publishing?
Well, honestly, I would probably say David Dutton, because David Dutton was in a workshop that we run, and David Dutton's an older gentleman, and we loved his book, and we really wanted more people to read his book, and we knew it wasn't going to get read unless we did something about it, so we really wanted to publish his book.
That's true, and even before David Dutton's book came along, the workshop that Diane formed and that we all participate in, I think what happened was we decided to have a theme of doing horror stories. And,
yeah.
And from that theme, the idea was hatched, why don't we publish this as an anthology of horror stories? And I really think that was kind of the origins of Devil's Party Press.
Yeah, we challenged ourselves by let's have an assignment. So we assigned horror stories to everybody. And that was our first book that we published. Yeah, but I really wanted to get David's book out. That was my goal. Yeah, and I think David told you on the podcast that he came up with the name Devil's Party Press too.
So. He did mention it, but for our listeners, how did that name come up? I did a little bit of reading on your website, and I know, but for our listeners,
well, we wanted something related to the town of Milton because we really love it there, and it's named after the poet John Milton. And David Dutton said, well, they used to tease Milton that he was part of the Devil's Party because of how well he wrote. And so we thought, oh, that's great. Let's all be part of the Devil's Party then. Yeah, we should all write as good as John Milton. So,
and I believe you focus on writers 40 and older.
Over.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, what was the impetus behind that?
Well, when I started the workshop, I just put a couple ads around town and on Facebook, and everybody who showed up just happened to be over the age of 40. Our youngest member was 40 at the time, And everybody sort of had careers that they were either well into or were finishing up. And writing was sort of going to be their second act. And, you know, I just realized that from a traditional publishing standpoint, they want younger people. A lot of the anthologies, the people that publish short stories out there, are college presses. So they're also getting younger people. And, but, you know, writing gets better as you age. So older people are probably more accomplished writers. They just get less attention. And we decided, what the heck, we're all old. We're going to focus on that.
Mm-hmm. And the books that you have, that you've published, there's a combination of full-length novels, correct, as well as anthologies?
Yes. Correct. David Dutton is our first full-length.
Okay.
But we're going to try to do 3 to 4 full-length a year. Starting this year. So we have three books lined up that we're currently working on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious, back to something you said, David, what was the thinking behind focusing on the horror genre?
Well, it just happened that fall was approaching, so it seemed like a good time to write horror stories.
Okay.
Shortly after that anthology, Halloween Party, was published, We gave ourselves another task, write a holiday theme, the winter theme story. So we published an anthology called Solstice based on that, and then said, well, this is very interesting, and this as well. And in the spring and summer, we published 2 more anthologies also based on themes. And then just recently, November, published Suspicious Activity, a crime anthology. So we've gone through several themes across 2018 and 2017, and now 2019 we're opening up more of a general anthology for the spring. So mm-hmm. it's pretty much general fiction. Any stories will be considered. And then in the fall, because the Halloween anthology was very popular, we're going to do Halloween Party 2019. So it'll be another collection of short horror stories.
Mm-hmm. Now, Diane, the issue of the older writers, are the writers that you're featuring, you're publishing, are they authors who have taken up writing later in their life, or they've been writing all along and they feel like they're at a point now where they're ready to be published?
So the writers that we're doing in the next year in our full-length books have all been writing for a long time. Mm-hmm. But some of the writers that do the short stories and are working on novels, well, actually, Mark is a more recent writer too, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So Mark Polo is one of the people that we're going to publish his book next year. He is known in Sussex County because he participates in the show house in Rehoboth every year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a designer, and writing is his second occupation. So he's been doing that recently, and he has a really wonderful Southern Gothic novel we're going to publish.
Mm.
But the other two writers that we're publishing next year have been writing their whole lives. Yeah.
Now, you touched on something that we've been aware of at the Division of the Arts because of our purview of the state. Could you speak to the vitality of the literary community in Southern Delaware?
Well, it's kind of amazing. I have to say, I didn't really know about it. And maybe if I had, I wouldn't even have put together the workshop. I would have tried to join something already going. But Rehoboth is amazing. It has the Rehoboth Writers Guild and a couple of small publishers there, and they just constantly have activities going on. So there wasn't really anything in Milton, and they're not that far apart, but the summer traffic makes it
mm-hmm.
unpleasant to get to Rehoboth sometimes.
Route 1 is a boundary line.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit, yeah. Yeah, but there's a huge amount of writers down there, and just in general, there's a lot of music down there. A couple of times, Milton has a coffee shop now, which it didn't used to mm-hmm. have, and a couple mm-hmm. of times we've had events there, and we've gotten some local musicians. David Downing plays, what do you call that? The
steel drum.
The steel
okay.
drum,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
and he played for one of our events, and mm-hmm. There's just a lot of creativity going on down there, so mm-hmm. it's really neat.
So do you ever host or attend any kind of poetry readings or literary
yeah.
readings just to try and identify new authors?
Well, we actually don't get out to many ourselves, but we've hosted a couple in in Milton. Okay. Yeah.
Now, how do you identify or reach out to authors who are interested in publishing? How do they find out about you?
Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, it's largely all social media.
At this point. Facebook is interesting. Yeah,
and what we're finding, like for our fall anthology, we had a few authors submit work. For Suspicious Activity, they submitted work and told their friends, and their friends submitted work. So we ended up with far more submissions than we were expecting, which was a great thing. So we're hoping that that audience will continue to grow as we continue to tap into these really good talents that we're finding.
Hmm. Well, I'd like to get into the issue of the relationship between the author and the publisher and the editor. But first, let me remind our listeners that you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guests in the studio today are the co-founders of Devil's Party Press in Milton, Delaware, Diane Pierce and David Yurkovich. Now, for the authors that come to you, they have a book, they have a short story, a poem that they'd like to be included in an anthology. What do those preliminary discussions look like? What do you look for in an author or in a piece of literature, and what's the nature of that discussion?
Well, one thing that Dave and I decided is that the writers have to be open to editing. And some of the experienced writers like David Dutton, they don't really need a lot of editing, but they're also very open to it because they're more familiar with it. When you get somebody who's a beginning writer, which some of the older writers are, sometimes it's a little hard to hear. But, you know, we've had some wonderful writers that we can see that the story is there. It just needs a little dusting and cleaning kind of thing. And we were talking in the car. There's even one writer that has published in our anthology twice now, who English is her second language, and Dave has kind of helped her even with her English to get her stories out because her stories are good. So that's another thing that is really close to my heart. I want somebody who's a beginning writer but an older writer to be able to become a more polished writer. So I want to help them. So if we see a spark of a story there, a lot of times we'll work with them. We'll put in some time.
Now, do authors come to you with an idea for a short story or a novel, or do they come to you with the first draft that's already done?
For the anthology submissions and the I'll talk anthologies first. For those, they come fully formed, right? So we'll receive short story submissions and review those. For the novels, we ask, what do we ask for? About the first three chapters or just an outline. Ideally, we wouldn't want to look at a manuscript if it's not complete. Completing a manuscript can be pretty daunting. And having a first three chapters is great, but knowing that you have it completed tells me you're serious about publishing.
Right? Yeah, we can work with it if it's completed. We can polish it and we can plan out how we're going to do that. And we can sort of be the fire under somebody's tushy to help them work on it. But if it's not completed, then I know because I have uncompleted novels myself. If it's not completed, you can't really work with it yet.
Yeah. I think you've just answered my next question, but I'll ask it anyway. There, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, many opportunities today to self-publish. What are the advantages of working with a publisher as opposed to trying to publish your own work?
So there's one gentleman that we're going to publish next year who has self-published a couple of his books. Number one, there's no, marketing, right? He has to do it all himself. So I don't know that he's really had many sales. The second thing is he had to pay somebody to edit it and format it for Amazon, and that cost him around $5,000. We don't cost anything. Now, I guess if you got published by Simon & Schuster or something, they might offer you an advance if they wanted your book. We can't do that. We're not at that stage of the game yet. But you do get, you profit share with us, and basically we consider it a joint venture between us and the writer.
Mm-hmm. And I think our friend David Dutton, who was on your show, said, quite frankly, he's a writer, not a marketer. And mm-hmm. and most authors are not going to be marketers. So
right.
I actually enjoy that aspect of the work mm-hmm. quite a lot, mm-hmm. Probably as much as the editing process mm-hmm. itself.
Yeah.
I would imagine your scale of publishing offers you the opportunity to have more of a personal relationship with the authors than a larger publisher would have.
David Dutton and Dave designed this cover together, mm-hmm. which you don't get to do with a major publisher.
Mm-hmm.
They,
mm-hmm.
you know, they put whatever art they want on it and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we offer a lot more personalized service.
Now, how do writers find out about you to submit works?
Well, we try to advertise on Facebook.
And you have a website.
And we have a website, okay. Yeah. And we have a little Facebook group now for anybody who wants to be notified directly about our publishing opportunities. And we just started a newsletter as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get our information out there.
So your website is devilspartypress.com.
Mm-hmm.
.com. And I assume people then can sign up for your newsletter?
Yeah.
Correct.
Would they go to the website to do that then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I read your December newsletter. And you have a publication coming out in the spring, right? I believe you're taking submissions now?
Yep. Correct. Through January 15th.
And that's for an anthology.
Yes.
And what's the theme of the anthology? I read the proposed title, and we can't say it on the air, but what is the theme of this anthology?
Well,
the story,
it can be stories, poems, or memoir,
mm-hmm.
and it can be about anything at all, actually.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we're really looking for people to sort of, I guess if anything, we're looking for sort of feisty pieces would be a way
sure.
to put it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to really celebrate the older writer, so mm-hmm. we're looking for something that shows their sassy qualities.
Now, I'm intrigued because you said something on your website about the older writer, and I don't know how to phrase it other than to say that I sort of read into what you were saying on the website is that the older you get, the more you're willing to let your guard down, maybe,
oh, yeah.
in what you're talking about. Is that a fair assessment and what you're seeing in the older writers?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have to say I base that off of myself, but I've found that when I hit my 50s, I suddenly realized that I didn't have an endless amount of time ahead of me, and I better start enjoying my life
mm-hmm.
and making decisions that made my life enjoyable. And so, yeah, that's what I feel like. I feel like maybe before then we're more image conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't get to the heart of who we are and what we're about. And older writers maybe do that a little bit more.
Yeah. I think as we get older, the more we sort of adopt that attitude, well, I don't really care what other people think.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It becomes time.
I have something to say, and I'm going to say it.
Yes. So. Yeah. So, and I think mm-hmm. that's great, and I really want to help people do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the writers that you have I'm curious, are some of them writers that sort of adopt, although they've been writing all along, they kind of see writing in their later years as a second career?
Oh, yeah. I think they would definitely are people who maybe would have liked to have had it as their first career,
mm-hmm.
Which Dave and I both are as well.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, they're trying to make it a second career or, you know, maybe they've retired. Not all of them have. But you don't want to retire all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they have things to say and they have a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now, as the publisher and editor of the works that you do, what do you find to be the greatest challenges in editing?
I don't really find editing to be a challenge, quite okay. honestly. For me, it's really taking the story and recognizing it and working to make it as good as it could possibly be, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we get some really great manuscripts that need some polishing. We had one short story come in, and I cut 75% of it, thinking I'm going to send this to the author, and he's probably not going to like it. He loved it,
mm-hmm.
so you know, it's just knowing what what it takes to find that balance to make the story better than it already is.
Yeah, but you don't usually cut 75%.
No, I should say that was a huge exception. It was a very rare exception.
It was a beginning writer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. At the heart, it was a very good story. It just needed some of the filler taken out of it.
Right.
Diane's right. Typically, the edits are just, you know, stylistically or grammar, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's not too much work.
I was going to say, I would imagine the back and forth really varies from piece to piece.
Yeah. It sure does. Yeah. So yeah. The woman whose second language is English, you know, that takes more editing.
Sure.
And that one person was a very beginning writer, but his story was good.
Right.
We really liked the idea of it, so we worked with him. But usually we just ask people questions, what is happening here, like maybe they've left something out because the story's in their mind and they didn't get that part down on paper. Mm-hmm. It usually just takes a question or two
and
So.
Well, we're running. We got about a minute left, and I just want to suggest to our listeners that they check out devilspartypress.com. Books make a wonderful gift during the holidays, and you have some very interesting publications available. Again, a little bit for our authors about how they can check out how to submit to you for this upcoming anthology or future endeavors?
Yeah, there's a submission link on the website. So there's Dave's created the website, and there's different pages to buy and different pages to submit. So, yeah, they can go there, and we'd love to hear from them.
Great. Well, again, our guests in the studio today have been Diane Pierce and David Yurkovich, the co-founders of Devil's Party Press in Milton, Delaware. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.